This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. We got AD with us today, sponsored by Computer Hardware, 70th and O. Go see Trip for all your Apple product needs, phones, watches, computers. Go buy some Apple products there, too. Also, in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, Computer Hardware.
Does he sell computers?
Yes, he does. We bought one there a few weeks ago.
You did?
I did.
Can I get one, like a gaming computer for $500, you think?
You can get a computer there. I don't want to state the prices for you, but you can get something there.
Thank you.
I cannot quote that for
you. Sip said you think I can get one for $500?
I'm trying to keep a new computer in the $500 range for one of the kids.
Could be a used one. I wouldn't say new for that, but they might have it.
No,
for
it'd be used.
You'd get a controller.
Yeah.
I'm sure Trip could help you out.
You can, and now I've already scouted it out, AD. You can go on Amazon and find a gaming computer for $400. You could go to Office Max. I mean, all under a grand, and you know, usually from about 400 to a grand. So
Trip,
I was thinking 500.
Trip will take
might,
care
yeah,
of
Yeah, I might go over there today.
Go talk to Trip.
Maybe
Trip will help you.
Deal. Maybe cut
he
me.
He could.
I'm not asking for a deal. I don't do that.
You're just seeing if it could happen, possibly.
Yeah, I don't do that.
The thing about getting it directly from those guys, you know it's going to, they're going to take care of you, rather than something online.
So you think he does have that?
No, he can take care of you. Go check him out. I got two things for AD specifically today.
Oh,
two
please,
things.
Now, please. You ready, AD?
Now, today, yes. He's
in, are you locked in?
Today, AD's in you know, casual Friday attire, but we've seen AD dressed to the nines before,
good
right?
Good dresser. Sharp dresser.
You seem like somebody that would fit right in at the Kentucky Derby, AD. You would love that event, wouldn't you?
I love the pageantry and the attire. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, love the attire.
And I do have a seersucker suit, too. You know, I
what
do
is
got one of those,
that?
It's
exactly.
A pinstripe suit.
Oh, okay.
It's the light, the baby blue stripes and the white stripes.
Oh, yeah, you'd fit in.
You belong. Yeah. You belong at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I don't know if I belong, but I sure like the attire.
Do you like horse racing? Do you
I do watch the Kentucky Derby. I don't watch it like all year round.
No.
But
I don't
I love watching the Kentucky Derby.
That'll
though.
Be fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It'll be fun on Saturday.
Yes.
It's a big day. It's a big sporting day.
Yes, it is.
In America.
I like to see your finest attire at the Derby. What would you pull out for that?
Yeah, what would you wear, Sip?
Wear slacks.
Would you wear a suit coat?
I might. Yeah. Yeah.
Sip, you look sharp in a suit, man.
I know.
Yeah, you should do that more often.
My grandpa owned a clothing store in Grand Island.
Oh, wow.
He was a very sharp dresser. My dad was an attorney, and he wore a suit every day, and I always would tell my dad, you dress incredibly. He dressed incredibly well. Mm. There's a lot of good taste in our family. And my grandpa would always say, you got to start dressing better. I mean, as I got into my 20s,
yeah,
and your 30s, and your 40s,
and my 50s.
56, you got to start dressing better.
No, Jake, you're right. 20s, 30s.
40s.
No, absolutely. He'd say it all the time. He'd pull me aside at family gatherings and say, you got to start dressing better. I was always bad. Well, I'm a sports writer. I mean, I'm not going to. But some sports writers dress really well. I just
some
never.
Do. Some do.
I never really. I don't know. I just never got into that part. Yeah. But my grandpa was an incredible dresser and had a clothing store in downtown Grand Island for years and years.
You guys, if we went back in time 50, well, even longer than that, 50, I'm 50. If we went back and we were sitting right here 70 years ago, and if we looked out this window, most of the gentlemen would be walking by in suits and hats. And that would be all dressed very well, regardless of what, you know, I'm not saying regardless of what they did, but if they were walking downtown, mm-hmm. they would have a suit on with a hat,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and they'd look exquisite. Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thought.
Absolutely. Exquisite. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's not, you don't see it as much anymore.
No, it's a different world.
Yeah. My other thing I had for AD.
Yeah. What is it?
As a diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fan, saw this yesterday that Jalen Warren, running back for the Steelers, was on a podcast.
Yeah.
And apparently, new Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, Justin Fields, who came from the Bears, who's going to be the backup likely to Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. is potentially being talked about as a kick returner for the Steelers.
Punt returner?
Kick returner.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought it was punt.
AD, this is a guy that was a first-round pick that has a lot of talent, obviously mm-hmm. very athletic, but supposed to be battling for the quarterback spot. Well, when you heard that from Jalen Warren, what went through your head?
Horrible idea.
Okay. Why?
Horrible
idea. He's a quarterback.
Idea. You know,
why do you say that?
I think it's a horrible idea in that, okay, let's say Russell Wilson gets hurt.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You put Justin Fields in a horrible position. You're setting him up to get hurt again, in my opinion. In that, now granted, they changed the rules for kickoff returns. They're closer and things like that. But why would you give the guys a running start and a shot at your quarterback like that? I don't understand the logic. I'm a huge Tomlin fan, but I think that's an absolutely horrible idea.
I think one easy.
Asinine.
It is. It's one of the dumbest things.
One comeback. I'm just going to play devil's advocate. This is football. Everybody's playing football out there. Quarterback's playing football. I mean, everybody's playing football. It's football.
If you're trying to develop a quarterback,
minimize your casualties. It's a long season.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Minimize your casualties. Don't get me.
You have other guys that you literally drafted and signed to return kicks and punts.
Right.
Don't put a quarterback in there to do something.
I'm playing Johnny Cochran here, okay?
if it doesn't fit, you must quit.
Then I'm defending the indefensible, but I'm paid to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I was struck by Fields when he was a college player, how big and strong and athletic he was.
Yeah.
When you went down to Jake to see warm-ups, you were like, whoa.
That's a dude right there.
Whoa.
Specimen.
Look, they got a linebacker playing quarterback.
I mean, and he can run.
He can run.
Yes.
Yeah, so I get it from that standpoint. I mean, he's not a little frail quarterback.
No, he's not. He's not.
All right. Well, at the same time, you're trying to see if this guy could potentially be the future of your organization at quarterback.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is going to likely start, but he's not a long timer there. He's getting older.
Right.
He's older.
And he's not playing that well to begin with. So
yeah, it's suspect.
I don't think
it's
you
suspect.
Put a guy that you're trying to maybe be your franchise player as a kick returner.
Who's your three?
They just signed. Actually, they signed a guy in the draft, too. I forget where he came. I'll have to look this up, where he came from.
I forget, too.
But they did get another guy into Pittsburgh. Put it this way. the fact that we have to look it up is not a good sign.
No, but three becomes important in this discussion if you're using two as a kick return.
Yeah.
It's just utter stupidity.
Yeah.
Three becomes pretty important.
It makes no sense to me why they would even consider doing that. And I don't, like I said, and I don't know if he was saying that he was flirting with the idea or going to do it, but I would hope Tomlin, who I have a lot of respect for and a lot of trust in, I would hope they would say no.
Unless the only other thing in the conversation you have to acknowledge is maybe this is a commentary on how limited they think Fields is as a quarterback.
Yeah, that's not the best look for him, is it? To even have them talked about that.
Right. I mean, they weren't talking about Marino going back there. Like Lamar.
Dan, you good?
You want to try this?
Ben Roethlisberger, new kick returner. Yeah. You can't tackle him.
I think it's somewhat of a commentary on how they feel about him as a quarterback.
Kyle Allen is their third string.
Kyle Allen.
Yeah, and he's been there for a while. So that's the guy they have right now is Kyle Allen. Whether he'll be there when the season starts, who knows? But that's who it is right now is mm-hmm. Kyle Allen. But okay. I don't like the idea at all of Justin. First of all, he did that for 2 years in Chicago. It was like he was returning punts and kicks. He was running for his life half the time.
He just ran.
But he looked pretty good doing it.
He had 1,000 yards.
The Steelers looked at that film. The Steelers looked at that film and said, wait a second. He can return kicks.
He looked pretty good.
That's our guy. That's our dude.
That dude can scramble and he can return kicks.
That's our guy.
He's used to run away from defenders.
He's Devon Hester?
Yeah.
Second coming to Hester.
Put him at the goal line. Let's do this. Come on. Let's return a kick. Last thing for you, Sip, and we'll get out of here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I informed you during the break that one of your all-time favorite bands, Seether,
I know, this
is in Lincoln on Sunday with Stained, the opener for Stained. Are you going to try to make your way to PBA?
Do? What am I
going
to do? I mean, I got a lot going on this weekend. I just don't know if I can pack it, do everything. It's possible. It's very possible.
Who is this?
It's a white man.
From New Zealand, right?
If you want to go with me, I'm warning you. You might be the only black dude.
Not going to be any brothers in there. Working security. There would not be one brother in PBA on Sunday.
For Seether.
Who's playing this
Seether line? And Stained on Sunday. We'll see if Sip goes. Hope you enjoy the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, and the marathon also on Sunday.
Yeah, a lot going on.
That's it for us to drive with the Ref, AD, and Amon is next. For Steve Zippel and Bill Bush, I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you on Monday.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.